Matthew 25:14-18. Again, it would be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. To one, he gave 5 talents of money, to another 2 talents, and to another 1 talent, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received the 5 talents went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more. So also the one with 2 talents gained 2 more. But the man who had received the 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. Parable of the Lone Money, Part 6, The Third Servant. The French author Jules Renard once wrote, "Laziness is nothing more than the habit of resting before you get tired." The Bible also has much to say about laziness and sloth. Proverbs is ripe with references which elicit the reader to blossom into the action of an ant versus withdraw like a sluggard. In our study today, we focus on the third servant in the parable. This servant, like the others, was awarded talent commensurate with his ability. 1 talent. In prior verses, the other 2 servants doubled the gifts they received from the master. With the third servant, we find the potential of his ability did not match the product of his actions. The third servant's decisions are not in line with the expectations and the potential of his ability, which makes him an unfaithful servant. The servant's sin could be categorized as a general sin of omission, the failure to do something one can and should do. He chose not to apply his talents and knowledge to meet the master's expectations. Hence, he knew what to do and was just as able to use his abilities as the other 2 servants. But he did nada, nothing. Within his sin of omission, the specific sin he committed was a sin of sloth. Strong's and NAS Exhaustive Concordance define sloth as backward, hesitating, irksome, timid, lazy, and troublesome. Clearly, this servant exhibited these traits because he made no effort to invest his gift. In fact, in verse 26, the master in the parable even labels his behavior as lazy, slothful. As we survey our behavior, sloth may be the reason so many believers in the Lord Jesus continue to live their lives as babes in Christ. Sloth causes little prayer. Little prayer causes little grace. Little grace causes little brightness. The ant illustrates basic characteristics that are lacking in the lives of those who are slothful. Initiative, respect for seasons to recognize God's timing, the ability to finish jobs, and foresight. Like the third servant, so many of us are challenged to overcome the comfort of slothfulness embedded within our own lives. Sloth is, at its heart, the refusal to respond to the Savior and to the opportunities for growth, service, and sacrifice that He puts in our lives. Instead of responding, sloth uses activities, both useful or useless, to avoid God and those opportunities. Our challenge, then, is to recognize the gradual development of slothfulness within our lives. If left unchecked, we may surrender to its appeal by emulating the inactivity of the third servant. He had an initial slothfulness because he was into making soft choices within his daily decisions. He had latent slothfulness because of an underlying tendency to reject God's requirement for diligent labor, and also a disabling slothfulness because he wanted to take the easy route and became a way of life. We can counter slothfulness by obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit and acting on His will. In the New Testament, Romans 12:11 warns against sloth. "Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." The clear message to all believers is, "Be ye not slothful." Heaven does not have any slothful citizens, for everyone in heaven joyfully employs their energy day by day to praise the Lord our God, our Savior, and Redeemer. Why not practice what we will be doing for eternity while we still have time to invite others to enjoy His presence with us in heaven? Questions. Discover. Do you consider yourself or any part of your life as slothful? B. How much time do you spend on Facebook, Twitter, etc., versus time spent reading the Bible or looking at devotionals? How can you develop the habit to check in with God more often than you check your social media? 2. Develop. A. Slothfulness can also be activity on the wrong things or even without conviction. How can you ensure that you are working on the things God is leading you to do versus filling your life with tasks? B. How can you overcome tendencies for initial, latent, or disabling slothfulness, as noted above? What has worked for you to best overcome these tendencies? 3. Demonstrate. A. What areas of slothfulness have you eliminated from your life? How did you do it?
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.